Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday at noon on the River 95.3, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to kick off season 2 of our podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. It's called We Are REC. Every week we'll release a new episode talking to different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode on our website at theriver953.com under the podcast tab, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify. Just do a quick search for We Are REC. We are recording today's podcast episode with Casey Hollins. She is the Director of Communications and Public Relations for Rappahannock Electric Cooperative. We are recording it over Zoom, and it's kind of funny that Casey is so far away from where I am. Normally, we're sitting across from each other in an actual studio. But Casey, you wanted to tell me about National Electrical Safety Month, and I got to tell you, I had no idea there was such a thing.
There's a special holiday for every month, but for many, many years, May has been National Electric Safety Month. And I think that you've heard me say before that safety is Rappahannock Electric Cooperative's top priority, the safety of our employees, as well as the safety of our members. So we really take time during the month of May to help educate our members on things around their homes that might be unsafe, because we want to raise awareness and eliminate the possibility of accidents if possible.
And you've got some things, some places and areas of our home that we can go and double check that usually are problem areas that sometimes people don't think about.
Yes. So what we want to encourage you to do, now a lot of us are finding that we have more time at home, so there's a perfect opportunity for you to go through your home and really evaluate. Outdated wiring and overloaded circuits are the most common cause of electric fires. So the first thing I'd recommend is that you check your electric outlets. Faulty outlets often have wires behind them that you don't see. So any loose, damage, or warm to the touch outlets should be repaired or replaced. And if you're unsure how to do that, then you can certainly give us a call and we would be happy to help you better understand how to change that. Most people can do that themselves, but if you feel like you really have a severe electrical problem with an outlet, then you should get an electrician to help you. The second issue would be electrical wiring. Outdated wiring is another common cause of fires. So if you are experiencing a breaker that's frequently tripping or flickering lights, it's a clear warning sign that you have a problem with your electrical wiring in your home. So if your home is more than 20 years old, it may not be able to handle some of the increased power load from various equipment that is created nowadays. So if you suspect that your home has a wiring problem, contact a qualified electrician to come out, and it's really worth making that call for your safety and the safety of your family and peace of mind. Anything that you can do to be safe is worth the time, the cost, and the effort. Another thing that you can do is make sure that you're not overloading your outlets. A lot of times we'll find that people will use extension cords as a permanent way to connect something to their electric outlet. And extension cords are not permanent solutions. So if your television or your home theater system or other electronics are plugged into an extension cord, it's time to make a change. So either rearrange the placement of those electronics in your home, or talk to an electrician about installing additional outlet, because it's not safe to have all of those things plugged into one extension cord, because it can overload that power outlet and potentially cause a fire in your home.
So as you are giving me that tip, I am looking around my kitchen where I am sitting as we record this, and I notice an extension cord that is running out of my sunroom and up behind my refrigerator, but the only thing plugged into it is my internet modem. But yeah, maybe it is time to start looking at either moving that, or I need new outlets everywhere. So maybe I should just completely talk my husband into rewiring our house.
That might be a good conversation to have. And then also, if you have older appliances, those have the possibility to have loose or damaged wiring as well, which means that they have the possibility to catch fire. So if you have old appliances, check them for damage and consider whether or not it's time to upgrade or replace those. Also, make sure that you're using the right outlets for the right appliances. Typically, in most homes, it's pretty clear where you're supposed to place an appliance that requires a certain outlet. But if for some reason you decided to put it somewhere different, you really need to make sure that you have it connected properly. And again, a qualified electrician can help with that. Again, our goal is really to help you be safe and to make you aware, especially during National Electric Safety Month, of the potential hazards in your home. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. A lot of people have them and don't realize it. And as I'm sitting here talking, I'm thinking to myself, I wonder in my home what we need to check as well. So take the time while you're home amid this crisis and go through your house and identify areas where you can improve the safety of your electric system.
Well, Casey, thank you for helping me celebrate National Electrical Safety Month. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Janet.